Hello, I'm M.D. Spencer, and welcome to the Big Fat White Americana Hour.
I saw someone again today who remembered me and you. They ask all the same old questions. I gave the same excuse. They said, what a shame to lose a love so fast. But I never lost you. I never lost you. I never lost you. You were never mine. I kept on believing what I wanted to believe. The unspoken promises that you could never keep. But it's a sin, oh, it's a sin to tell yourself a lie. I never lost you. I never lost you. I never lost you. You were never mine. Did you give me all that you gave me just because I needed you? But when I needed all your love completely, was it more than you could do? Sometimes deep in the night, when I hold you in my dreams, I get lost in your loving touch, baby. I can't believe how real it seems. And I know, yes I know, I'll have you till the end of time. 'Cause I never lost you. I never really lost you. I never lost you, 'cause you were never mine. I never lost you. I never really lost you. How could I lose you? You were never.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Greetings from sunny England. Not glad you could join me this week. I've got a primo show lined up for you, at least in the opinion of your not-so-humble host, and I hope you enjoy the heck out of it. Hey, tell your parents, tell your kids, and repost the link to the show, would you? At any rate, we kicked off the proceedings with the Bluesman Nonparade, Delbert McClinton, doing his original 1997 song, You Were Never Mine. Oh, yes, you know it. We're going to use that song for our make-remake feature this week, so we'll close out the show with another rendition of it. Capiche? And we followed Delbert McClinton with the piano player Marsha Ball singing Blue House. Ooh-ee, sad one that one is. But I've got 22 songs to squeeze into this here 90-minute show, so I'd better get my big fat act in gear, don't you think? Here now is Buddy Miller with a song called When It Comes to You.
Time, baby, let's do the crime, and we can lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can. Some can't and some can. Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. People each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Husbands. That was the wonderful country songwriter Roger Miller with a tune called Husbands and Wives. Unfortunately, Miller, a lifelong smoker, died of lung cancer in 1992 at the age of 56. Don't do it, kids. There's no point. Now, the country singer and guitarist Jerry Reed would have turned 85 this week. Sadly, he's no longer with us. But here's a tune he released in 1982. And it doesn't sound like he's too happy. The song is called She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft.
It was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised. The day I come home and found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there, I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eat bologna, asking myself, why did you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine. They give me the shaft. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. But it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. We'll be right back. the middle, and then to give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got gold mine, I got the shaft. Hey, kiss me, I got the shaft. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold no more. I let my wife tote it. I'm going to be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm going to be... Yes. That's not funny, huh? Contempt of court.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Lovely song from Alison Krauss there, Down to the River to Pray, a song originally recorded for the soundtrack of the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou? Got some primo backup singers on that track, including Maura O'Connell and Gillian Welch. Now, brand new music from the Swedish singer-songwriter Jesper Lindell, a gorgeous tune called If There Comes a Time.
There's still some light out, the score for a little drive, and I can be the guy you always want me to be. Soon, the moon is shining bright, well, you could be the girl that I was supposed to marry, yeah, so. One more for the road. Yeah, just the one more night before the rest of our lives unfolds. There comes a time, think of me again. Well, this I will things don't work out. But girl, you sure the best I've ever. That there is no doubt. So just one more for the road. Yeah, just the one more for the rest of our lives. Serve you well, that your lonely days are gone.
That was Fleetwood Mac with Dreams, which was released 45 years ago this week in 1977. The song, written by Stevie Nicks, became the band's only U.S. number one single. Can you believe they only hit the top spot once? Now, when you talk about Americana, it's hard to think of any women who have been more influential in its development than Lucinda Williams, who is, not incidentally, the daughter of a poet. Here she is doing a song called I Just Wanted to See You So Bad. M.D. Spencer here on the Big Fat Wide Americana Hour, where you'll hear it all. Country, rock, soul, pop, and who knows what else. How about some kick-ass blues? What do you say? Here are Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa with Why Don't You Do Right?
Full of you, why don't you do right? gonna do, my Linda Lou? When she goes strolling down the street, all the cats, all the cats, all the cats turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two, my Linda Lou.
There from Ray Sharp with Linda Lou. Well, they call my baby Patty, but her real name, her real name, her real name is Linda Lou. Not quite sure what that song's about. If you know, hey, get in touch. Now, talk about kick-ass blues. Here's the Northern Irish guitarist Gary Moore with a song that overshadowed all his other work. It's called Still Got the Blues for You.
Found out the hard way, there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known time after time. I still got the blues for you. Used to be so easy, fall in love again. But I found out the hard way, it's a road that leads to pain.
Look at it. Hey!
Here comes that Mississippi magic. Here comes.
my big boat man, the honey boy, all for sweet. They're the light on my dancing feet. When I hit the stage for my blues man show, I'll be learning down. Don't you know? If you wanna get going like you know you could, get them jollies that's understood. When you come around with Big Bad Daddy Good,
Big Daddy Good.
I'm looking good, girl.
The late soul blues singer Terry Evans with a tune called Big Bad Daddy Good. Now, Chuck Berry, one of those who could legitimately claim to have helped invent rock and roll, died 5 years ago this week at the age of 90. Here, from 1958, is one of his signature songs. It's called Johnny B. Good. Things to many people, but most people agree that Americana denotes superb songwriting, and few were better than the late Guy Clark. Here he is with Boats to Build, the title track off an album he released in 1992.
I'm tired of that same old saying, same old words, the same old lines, the same old truth.
same old rhymes and days, precious days. They roll in and out like waves. I got boards to bend, and I got planks to nail. I got charts to make, and I got seas to sail. I'm gonna build me a boat. From a noble plan, let the chips fall where they will, 'cause I've got boats to build. I sail the just like wings, and the wind made them sing songs of life, songs of hope, songs to keep your dreams afloat. I'm gonna build me a boat. Ships fall where they will. I've got boats to build. Now shores, distant shores, there's where I'm headed for. Got the stars to guide my way, sailing to fall where they will. I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands that'll be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will.
Hey, girl, but I can fix that hurt. it there. Oh, oh yeah. Love is hard, but fair. Gee, I wish that this was Hollywood, where the bad guy is bad and the good guy is good. Cause I'd be the hero in your every scene. We would run the bad guy right off the screen. Lord, I make you laugh. If I make you cry, don't I wipe these tears, darling girl, that I bring to your eyes. Oh, sugar, look at me. If I break your heart, oh well, then I make all repair. Hey girl, well I can fix that hurt. Girl, I put it there. Oh, 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 yeah. Love is hard, but I make you cry. Oh, baby, don't I wipe these tears, darling, that I bring to your eyes. Oh, tell me, girl, and if I break your heart, oh, well, then I'll make all repair. Hey, baby, I can fix that hurt. Oh, oh, see, girl, I put it there. Oh, oh, yeah. Love is hard, but fair.
Another superb songwriter there, Jesse Winchester with Love is Fair. Say, if you'd like to write to me, I'd love to hear from you. Comments, requests, corrections, salutations, or just general howdy-do. The address is mdspencer@hotmail.com. That's mdspencer@hotmail.com. Now, here are Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Never, never, never. all the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now baby, I know the difference between right and wrong, and I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children, when we argue, fuss, and fight,
hey, if you don't know me,
if you don't know me by now,
you will never
know me. Oh,
hey, if you don't know me,
if you don't, if you don't know me by now, our own funny moves. Now I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Here is Bill Withers with Use Me.
My friend, yeah, feel it's their appointed duty.
They keep trying to tell me, yeah,
in my shoes, you just keep on using me.
till you use me up. Until you use me up. It hurts sometimes. That's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high-class people. And then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you to do the same you do. Wow.
And that was Curtis Salgado doing a Bill Withers song. Who is he and what is he to you? Now, here is Steve Lynn Morris, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder, with Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday.
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean.
Ray Charles with a song he released in 1962, Hit the Road, Jack, a tune written by Percy Mayfield. Yep, as the song shows, we try, but it seems that things don't always work out. Here now is Liz Wright with an original song from her stellar 2008 album, Orchard. The song is called Leave Me Standing Alone. Have all run through the hourglass. We only have time enough to squeeze in one more song. And lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, it's the second half of this week's Make Remake feature. Remember, we began the show with Delbert McClinton doing his 1997 song, You Were Never Mine? Well, here, from 2006, 9 years later, is Geneva Magnus with her version of the song. And it's a corker.
Again today, who remembered me and you. They ask all the same old questions. I gave the same excuse. They said, what a shame, what a shame, to lose a love so fine. But I never lost you. I never really lost you. I never lost you. You were never mine. I kept on believing what I wanted to believe. The unspoken promises, them that you could never keep. But it's a sin, oh, it's a sin. Tell yourself a lie. I never lost you. I never lost you. I never lost you. You were never mine. Did you give me? Cause I needed you. But when I needed, oh, your love completely, was it more than you could do? Deep in the night, when I hold you in my dreams, I get lost in your love and touch me. I can't believe how real it seems. And I know, Lord, I know, I'll have you till the end of time. Cause I never lost you. I never lost you. I never lost you. Cause you were never mine. I never really lost you. How could I lose you? Cause you were never mine.
I'm M.D. Spencer, and this has been the Big Fat What Americana Hour. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.